This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Some new rules set by the USDA make it required for lactating cows to test negative for bird flu before they can be transported across state lines. The National Milk Producer Federation's Alan Birga says cows are now getting sick from the H5N1 virus, so it's crucial that we're able to track it.
So we have an animal health issue that becomes an implied human health issue because you don't want this to jump species. Once it's in a mammal, it's just that much easier. There's more ways that you can see a potential mutation that would then go into the human population, which is what we're trying to keep from happening.
The main takeaway, Birga says, is that the U.S. milk supply is safe for consumers to drink.
Consumers see all this going and they think, oh my gosh, there must be something with milk. I better not drink it. The government agencies have been very forthright, especially with FDA announcing that pasteurization kills this virus. There is not a risk to the consumer population from drinking milk. This is all an effort to keep bird flu, H5N1, from jumping from dairy cattle potentially to human beings. It's to try to keep that particular flu virus under control.
Birga says testing is now a requirement as far as animal safety inspections, and that makes it more official that this is what farmers need to do and that there will be penalties if they don't.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.